Dead and Hip Hop album review, Black Milk, No Poison, No Paradise. First listen through, you know, I am a fan of Black Milk. He's not necessarily one of the guys that I'm like, I always gotta listen to his music or anything like that. But this project kind of threw me off. I'm like, okay, where is he going? Where, like, what is this? And it didn't make sense to me till I got to Sunday's Best that this is a story damn near in a chronological order. And that's when I'm like, okay, it hit me. I started listening to it differently. And I'm like, okay, I love this project, but I don't love this project, if that makes any sense, which I know it doesn't. But let me explain. I love this project for several reasons. I love this project because of the varied production on everything. I love this project because the album or the song titles make sense with the songs. Y'all already know I'm big on that. Nothing really just grabbed me and held me, and it's like, yo, this is like super dope. It needs to be in the rotation. Even though there's a lot of projects, like, I think my favorite thing about this project is how Sunday's Best to Monday's Worst rolls into it. Like, the production on Sunday's Best is similar to Monday's Worst, but it's different. And just, you know, the play on words, you know, him describing a good Sunday. And also, like, I really felt like you got a sense of who Black Milk was coming up, you know, with Dion's House talking about, like, I know his mom thought that I was a bad influence on him, and then Sunday's Best talking about, like, I know my parents are religious, but regardless of how much they believe in God, like, that's not gonna protect you out here on these streets. And then Monday's Worst talking about, man, damn, I hate a 9-to-5, I don't want to do this. So I really felt like this album was very personal, and I love it, but kind of like Action Bro, like, it's for some reason right now it just doesn't have replay value for me, man. But I think that this project, like all of Black Milk's projects, is stellar. It's really good work, but it didn't grab me. It didn't hold me. It's not like, damn, I gotta go back and listen to this. But I do appreciate it for what it was.
This album was a little bit different for Black Milk compared to like Album of the Year, which is a really good album. With that one, it was a lot of live instrumentation. With this one, he kind of went back to, what was it, the MPCB? Something like that.
He uses MPC sometimes, yeah. But he can do live instrumentation. But
yeah,
I don't know what he used on this one, but for this particular sound. But.
Yeah, so this one was slightly different in that regard, because he didn't really use the live instruments like he did in the past. Also, this one is, like you said, FIFO is more of a concept. I like concept albums. And with this one, I like this one because of that, because he kind of ventured, he steered away from what he's done in the past, and he kind of, you know, did something a little bit different and experimented with something different. It had like a real dark undertone to it. The sound of it was dark, the music was dark, the production was dark. I like the instrumental tracks on here, so he kind of gave you something different with that. When I first heard Perfection on Purina Ave, mm-hmm. Is that what that,
yeah.
I was like, man, because it had that jazz part at the end. Y'all know that's my shit, right? So I like shit like that. So I was like, oh, that's dope. So I was really looking forward to the album because I thought I was gonna hear a little bit more of that. Even though I kind of didn't, you know, it still kind of stayed in that lane. Sunday's Best, Monday's Worst was an EP that he dropped, and I think he actually wrapped this whole project around that EP, and that's where the album came from. So all in all, I do like the album. It was definitely something different from what he's done in the past, and I can appreciate that. And I like the concept, I like what he was trying to do with it, and I like the beats. It was soulful, it was jazzy, and I like shit like that. So, you know, yeah, I like it.
This album did not do anything for me at all. And I was surprised. I like Black Milk, and I thought I was gonna like this, but from the second it started, I was like, okay, this is gonna be kind of cool. And then it was just like, I don't know what it was. The beats were good, but they just weren't very interesting. And I don't know if it was a matter of I need to be in a mood to listen to this album, and I just haven't been in that mood at all lately, but nothing was connecting for me with this album. I wasn't a huge fan of any of the songs until it hit Ghetto DEMF.
Yeah, with Quailquist.
That track D-E-F-M. Was actually, huh?
DEFM.
Detroit Electric Music Festival.
No, DEMF.
Yeah, Detroit.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
Detroit Electric Music Festival.
When it hit Sonny Jr., I was just like, oh, this is so boring. By the time it hit Perfected on Purity Nav, I was literally skipping tracks. Now, I haven't done that in a long time, but I was just like, skip, 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 skip. And it wasn't even like the tracks were bad, they just weren't holding my attention. The beats were definitely more attention grabbing than the MC. Black Milk is definitely a great MC, but he's not very exciting. He doesn't get you and keep you there. The beats typically keep you there. But the beats on this project didn't really hold my attention that much. When I look back and I listen to this, I can't say there's anything that I don't like. It's just, when I put it on, after like 5 minutes, I'm like, I don't feel like listening to this anymore. I don't feel like listening to this, and I'm skipping to the next track. I don't feel like listening to this either, and I skip to the next track. The only track I liked, I think it was Black Sabbath. Was that the one with the really weird beat? Like the really jarring beat? Yeah, and it had the female singer in the back.
Yeah,
that track I thought was really fresh. The juxtaposition between the way the singer was singing and the way the beat was just really grinding was super dope. And then Moneybags, the track after that, and I really liked that track. Other than those two tracks and the Ghetto DMF, none of the other tracks really held my attention. I was really kind of disappointed in this.
As far as his production, I mean, like you, Mike, I've always been like, Black Milk's never, he never blown me away as an MC. He's not super technical, not super lyrical, but I always draw to Black Milk as production first. And I think with this production on this album, I thought he gave me a little bit of everything. I thought he gave me a little bit of Sound of the City. I thought he gave me a little bit of Tronic with Ghetto DMF and Moneybags. I thought he gave me a little bit of Soulful with Poison, which is it was the bonus track that he kind of summed up. He summed up the album pretty much with that, and it was like very soulful. I know when I saw the track list and when I saw the Black Thought feature, I was super excited, and I was a little let down. I was expecting of more, like, I don't know, Black Thought just didn't pop to me on that on this project. I thought if it was one thing I was disappointed with the. With the Black Milk feature, I was very disappointed. I mean, Black Thought. With the Black Thought feature, I was a little disappointed with that. But I thought overall, by him telling the story of Sonny, a semi-fictional character, which I think is really him, because he pretty much Puritan Ave, which is, you know, where he grew up at. I can relate to that because I used to be in the street hooping, and you know, with the crate or whatever, and doing whatever, and I can relate to that story. So Puritan Perfection on Puritan Ave is a story I can relate to. I drew that one real good. Krell Chris, I think people sleeping on him, man. Dude is very, I'm glad Black Milk was finally to work with him on this project, and that was one of my standout tracks is Ghetto DMF 2 is with Krell Chris. Krell Chris is so creative, man, and he's so silly too, man. Yeah, he's dope. He's dope as hell. Pick up his album if y'all haven't checked out his album yet, man. Ghost at the Finish Line. But this album, I thought, it's not my best Black Milk. I think just from a production standpoint, it just technically wise, the production I think is great. Black Milk as an MC, like I said, never really just kind of just grabbed me, because you know he don't pull you in as MC. He's a producer first, and that's all I always love listening to Black Milk albums. And I disagree with you on that. I think the one thing he did pull me in on his album, he got some instrumentation. He didn't do that on Album of the Year. He did it on Tronic, Sound of the City, and Popular Demand. He gave you an instrumentation track, so that wasn't different. But
I just want to see his face.
No, because he said it was something different when he had the instrument.
I was speaking within the confines of the album.
Of the album, okay. Yeah. No, okay.
Man, not like he hasn't done that.
Cause. Yeah, okay, yeah, because when you said it was different, I'm like, he's done that before.
Damn,
so
he's just like, nah.
Yeah, I thought Robert Glasper and Duale added a great dimension to the instrumentation, because, you know, Duale was on the trumpets, and of course, you know, Robert Glasper is on the piano, so I thought that was a great, I like that instrumental track, man. It had a good jazz feel, which I love. I thought that instrumentation was dope, and how story-wise, yeah, he was sleeping because, you know, Black Milk.
So was I.
Yeah, he was sleeping because, you know, Black Milk's love music, so that's all he dreams about and thinks about is music. So I can appreciate that being the dream part of the instrumentation of the album. So, but overall, I loved it, man. It's probably, if I was to rank my Black Milk albums, this would probably be maybe third. I liked it, man. I enjoyed it, man. I'm glad he kind of went with a concept album this time, something that he never did before, and I thought he did it pretty well. He told the story pretty well. Yeah, Sunday's best, Monday's worst. Yeah, I mean, when he released that single, I was like, holy shit. Like, I was ready for it. And I did wait for the album to come out, goddamn. Shit, I didn't wait for it to leak and no shit, because I'm a fan. So, but y'all like this album, man. I enjoyed it.
You know, one of the things that I really took away from this is the varied production. You know, I felt like B was saying, like, with Tron and all that, that album how I feel like he gave me a lot of on this, but the thing I like about Black Milk is the soulfulness. So like on Sonny Jr., I feel like that beat, you know what I'm saying, the instrumentation was definitely soulful. Deion's House was soulful. And that's the biggest thing I took away. And again, it being a concept album, definitely being chronological order, definitely the song titles being relative to the actual story of that song. I love that. But like Mike, you know, there was nothing bad. There's really nothing I would change. But it didn't hold me. So that's the reason why I'm so conflicted with this project, because I should love it a lot more, because technically it's so right and it sounds good, but it's just nothing held me. And like what B said too, with Black Thought didn't pop. So when I saw that, I'm thinking like, holy shit, this is gonna be crazy. And it wasn't. It was great, good, you know, all of these other adjectives, but it didn't grasp me and be like, damn, like I have to put this into consideration, you know, at the end of the year. I just can't. But it was a damn great album. So if you like hip-hop, you're into hip-hop, definitely go check this out. I don't know how much replay value the entire project has, but I'm definitely bumping this one in the whip though.
I don't know what it is about this project that didn't click with me. I think maybe the fact that it was a concept album and it was going from stage to stage, maybe I just didn't see the focus in it or something. I don't know, but I'm a big fan of Black Milk. I always have been. I've always been a big fan of his production, and he's always been a competent MC. His flow has always been nice and all that, but it was just with this project, it didn't grab me and it didn't hold my attention. It was just, it started off, I thought it was cool, and then after a while, it just got to the point where I didn't really care to listen to any more of it. Again, that's nothing against Black Milk. I'm still gonna be interested in hearing what he does next. I still respect and like him as an artist. It's just this particular project was not one of my favorite projects of his. I still love Detroit. Detroit over everything and against everybody. Detroit.
I like this album, man. You know, it's different. You know, is Black Milk kind of, I want to say maybe stepping out of his comfort zone a little bit and doing something different than what he's done in the past. You know, Album of the Year had a lot of energy to it. I felt this one was definitely, you know, had a dark feel to it and a dark sound to it, telling the story of Sonny. And I like that. It was jazzy, it was soulful, and those are the type of things that I navigate to. So I like the album, man. As everybody else, yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Black Milk. Putting this on the first time, because it was going in a different direction, and I didn't know exactly where he was going with it. It kind of threw me off because I heard Perfectional Pure and Av, and I wanted more of that. But nah, man, this is definitely I like it, and you know, I think you guys should check it out and go cop it if you mess with it.
Shout out to the album cover as well too, and to piggyback off Ken's point, you know, the reason why he's telling this story from a kid from Detroit. Of course, this is going to be a dark album because I'm a dark album because Detroit is nothing, you know, it's not really it's a dark city, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, coming up, growing up in the neighborhoods that I've grew up in and where, you know, where Black Milk grew up in and East Side Detroit, I'm pretty sure people who's watching this from Detroit can agree. Yeah, it's dark. It's going to be a dark album, and he's going to have some dark stories, some vivid stories, you know, being growing, having decisions from going over to Deion's house, you know what I'm saying, and coming up from that upbringing. So, but I like the album. It's a good album. You know, it's not one of my favorite Black Milk albums, but you know, I still enjoyed it. The replay value for me for this album is still high because there's a lot of stuff that he was talking about that I can relate to. I can be like, okay, yeah, that's Detroit right there. So, you know, production, I think, like I said, he gave me everything. Tronic, Sound of the City, Popular Demand, everything, man. Album of the Year, with some live rotation with the instrumental track. I liked it, man. Ain't nothing else I can say about it. I love the features on here. I just was disappointed in Black Thought, man. You my fucking one of my favorite MCs, man. You could have been better on that damn feature. But other than that, man, I love it. Black Thought's still my dude, man. Shot That's still fired. My dude. Oh, get out of here. I'm just being real, man. I'm being honest. I'm a huge, everybody know I'm a Black Thought stan, man, but I was just disappointed with that feature. That's it.
Detroit versus everybody though?
Yeah, of course Detroit versus everybody.